Mornings. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Both President Biden and his Republican rival Donald Trump hope to jolt a campaign that many voters are just beginning to watch. University of Michigan debate director Aaron Call says the two candidates have to avoid attacking each other like in their first debate 4 years ago.
I think the game plan for both candidates is to try to avoid those personal insults and attacks. They don't play as well when there's not an in-person audience and any feedback. It's just inside a media studio. And both candidates have their bases pretty well shored up, especially Donald Trump. So there's not a lot of need to throw red meat to the base of supporters, which are already pretty firmly on the side of both candidates.
Thursday's debate in Atlanta offers unparalleled opportunities for both candidates to try to shape the political narrative. The Supreme Court has cleared the way for Idaho hospitals to provide emergency abortions for now in a procedural ruling that leaves key questions unanswered.
The ruling could mean the issue ends up before the high court again soon. It came after an opinion was briefly posted on the court's website accidentally and quickly taken down, but not before it was obtained by Bloomberg News. The Biden administration had argued doctors must be allowed to provide emergency abortions when a pregnant patient's health is at serious risk. But Idaho says its law does allow abortions to save the life of a pregnant woman, and federal law doesn't require wider exceptions.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The Supreme Court is also putting the Environmental Protection Agency's air pollution fighting good neighbor plan on hold while legal challenges continue. Is the conservative-led high court's latest blow to federal regulations. On Wall Street, the Dow by 36 points, the Nasdaq rose 53, the S&P advanced 5. This is SRN News. A New York church receives an honor.
Trinity African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church in Binghamton has been added to a trail honoring Harriet Tubman. Tubman Center Director Ann Bailey tells the Christian Post that Trinity was an important stop in the Underground Railroad, that clandestine network of abolitionists that helped slaves escape the South before emancipation. She says the church was, quote, a well-known destination for those seeking refuge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has blocked Michigan's 24-hour waiting period for abortions and some other abortion-related provisions. Judge Seema Patel said they conflict with a 2022 voter-approved amendment to the state constitution that guarantees access to abortion. The judge also stopped Michigan's requirement that only a physician can perform an abortion. She says it excludes qualified nurses, physician assistants, and nurse midwives. This is SRN News. There are concerns for America's auto industry.
The industry is concerned that Chinese car makers may be preparing to set up shop in Mexico to exploit North American trade rules. The Chinese could then send ultra-low-priced electric vehicles streaming into the United States, devastating the U.S. auto industry, which envisions American EVs as the core of their business in the coming decades. To defuse the threat, the U.S. does have a range of options that it might be forced to deploy. Whatever steps the U.S. government might take, though, would likely face legal challenges from companies that want to import the Chinese EVs. John Scott reporting.
The American economy expanded at a 1.4% annual pace from January through March, the slowest quarterly growth since spring 2022. Consumer spending grew at just a 1.5% rate. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.